joined now by Nick DiMacchio, the 16th year head coach of the Clearview Clippers. 16 years.
Yeah.
How's that possible, Coach?
I don't know. It goes fast. I'll tell you what. It doesn't feel like 16. It feels more like 29. But
no. You're looking at Zavara when you said that.
Okay.
Gloves are off.
It's over, buddy.
I know how 27 feels. I can
yeah,
tell you that.
Yeah, right.
But what can you tell us about this year? 7-15 campaign. Kind of interesting, as I was reading some information you gave me, you return three starters, yet you're still a young basketball team.
We are.
It's kind of an odd combination.
Yeah, it is. You know, we have our three juniors in Lexi Rodriguez. Lexi's our point guard. She was fantastic last year, first team All-County, first team All-Conference. And then we got Raina Ramos and Haley Jerpy. Those are my most experienced basketball players, and all three of them are juniors. But, you know, that I guess that's a big factor for us, having that experience in them. And then we got a couple other kids coming up in, that I think are going to fill in very nicely. Annie Green is a sophomore. She's a heck of a guard, heck of a point guard. So I got two guards on the floor if I need two point guards, which is always a big issue in a game, especially with the teams we play, because they like to press and run. And, you know, we're short manned. I only have seven kids on my varsity roster. So, you know, we're going to be running the seven-man rotation, and these girls are going to have to be in shape.
So are there going to be girls from the JV that later probably come up or just kind of?
Yeah, well, I have 19 in the program. I heard John talking earlier. He has 20 in his program over there. So I have 19 total, which is good. But I don't think that a lot of those kids the 12 kids I put on JV, I'm not sure they're ready for varsity yet. And I don't want to just throw them in there.
Sure.
I want to make sure that they're ready so that they'll be able to help me. Otherwise, it's no benefit to me or them for that matter. So I want to make sure we develop them a little bit further before I throw them into the fire.
So before I ask him a question, more importantly, I need to say hello to my point guard, my grandson, Barrett. How you doing, buddy? Hope you're doing well. Have a good bath. But going back to your point guards, you're right, Coach. Having point guards is like having a quarterback on a football team.
Yeah, right.
You can't have enough point guards.
And nope.
That's definitely going to be very helpful.
Yeah, and Annie's going to be great. She's going to come in there. Like I said, she doesn't have very little varsity experience. She played a lot of JV last year, again, because I didn't want to throw her into the fire. I wanted to make sure that she would develop properly. So, you know, she's coming in. She's an excellent shooter from the outside. She can handle the ball. She can pass. You know, like all seven of my kids, I like them to be a little bit quicker, but, you know, they work well together, and I'm seeing a nice chemistry with the seven kids that we got.
Plus, going back to your seven-man team, I remember the old saying from Mitch Gillum Sr., who had very success at Emerald King, and he always said, just need eight.
Yeah.
Give me eight.
I'll tell you what, and I'm kind of excited about it because these seven kids are – I'm able to get through things quicker because there's less distractions with the kids on the sidelines. So, you know, we're getting a lot of stuff in a lot faster than we did last year. You know, it's going to be even better to manage the game because I've only got two kids there.
Right.
And, yeah, absolutely I'll dress some JV players that have bodies because you never know what happens. But, you know, I'm going seven deep, and I know where I'm at, and I know what I need to do, so it'll be easier to manage the game as well.
Plus those kids will get better, more reps.
Yes.
More reps.
100%. Yep. 100%. We just got to have everybody in practice every day, which is a problem, you know. So,
Coach, tell us about some of the young ladies.
Well, like I said, Lexi Rodriguez, our point guard, she's great. She can create. She can pass. She sees the floor well, which sometimes is a problem for the other kids that don't see the floor as well. You know, she'll make a good pass. It ends up being a turnover because they just don't see what she sees. But she's great. She works really well with Raina Ramos. You know, they both put in a lot of work in the offseason. Raina's our post player. And, you know, we definitely needed a strong presence inside, and I think that she's developed – quite a lot over the last few months. So we'll be looking to hit her inside, and Lexi and Raina play really well together. You know, Raina's to the point where she knows where to find Lexi if she gets trouble in the paint and kick it outside. So they play a lot of inside-outside game. And then you got Haley Jerpy, who's a raw talent. She can create and get to the basket, and you know, she's quick on, you know, she plays good defense. She's our second big. I have two big kids and all guards down the list. And when I say big, I mean like 5'8". You know, so, but, you know, she's a strong kid, and she's going to help us a great deal on the inside. She's usually typically a guard, but we're going to transition her to a power forward. and see how she works with Raina in there.
Nick, how have you looked at the scrimmages, and have you had any yet?
Yeah, we just scrimmaged Plymouth and Northwestern, and like I told the girls, in that day we had five because Annie Green had gotten hurt in school of all places. So she was out, and so I had five kids, and we went over to play these teams that have, you know, 11, 12 girls, and they're rotating four at a time, and we're just running, you know, Iron Lady basketball, you know. But I told them I was inspired. They played really well together. They looked well. They didn't want to stop playing, so I must be running them enough. You know, they didn't die out, and both these teams are pressing teams, and they like to get up and run. So it was good competition for us, and I thought they responded really well. We go over and we see Elyria in Mansfield on Wednesday, and then we close out our scrimmages with the Old Fort Stock Caters in Bellevue.
Oh, geez.
You ever been to Old Fort, Jim? Are you playing at Old Fort? Where are you going?
That's where I started my coaching career. Was
All
Old Fort
right.
High School. I coached JV boys basketball out there for 6 years, and I was the head varsity soccer coach out there while I was in college.
I did a couple tournament games out at Old Fort.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Sure.
Yeah, it's cool. That's a cool gymnasium.
That will be a physical scrimmage.
Yes, it's going to be very physical.
Physical scrimmage.
And I put that on my – you know, I scheduled that on purpose because I want these girls to see what that type of basketball is, and you don't always get to see that. We see a lot of fast teams, but this is going to be a physical, you know, farm girl – basketball game, you know.
Court
they're gonna
fed.
Beat you up. I want them to see what it's like, you know, so maybe they get that idea, and it's good that we're doing that. And then I have a whole week off to get ready for Vermillion on the 27th, which is going to be a handful for us. But
I was just going to ask, your independent schedule pretty tough?
We play Vermillion, Fairview, Lutheran West, North Olmsted, Brooklyn's pretty good. So yeah, our non-conference schedule is pretty tough. But we open up with Vermillion and then Firelands and then Fairview. So, we'll see what happens. It's a tough start, but, we're getting ready.
Where do you think you fit in the LC8 this year? What are sort of the expectations?
Well, I'll tell you what. Columbia's really good. Wellington's really good. Keystone's really good. Black River's got Kubik's back again. I don't know. Realistically, I'd like to be in the top at the end of the day. But looking at everything on paper, I'd like to think that I sit somewhere in the fourth range in there. I mean, those teams are good, and we're going to compete with them. But
so, coach, your division what? Basketball.
Two.
Yeah. I was going to say, because being a tough conference like that definitely prepares you for the tournament.
It does.
And you never know. Now with that big tournament draw they have, you can put yourself in a place where you can be successful.
Yeah, you really can. And you never know who you're going to get because it's so the range of teams out there are so big. You never know where you're going to end up. So it is nice that we have these good teams in our conference. But, just one year, I'd like to have all these teams down so that maybe I was up. But it's, we compete. We do our best. But it just seems like, Wellington, Columbia, Keystone, they just keep re-rolling these kids back in, and it's hard to compete, for us because we're a relatively small school, and so are they. But it's a different speed. I see kids. I listened to the essential John Rosentano talking about it earlier, and these kids, focusing on one sport, and you lose so many kids. I have so many good basketball players walking the halls that I'm trying to recruit from day one. Come and play basketball. They don't want to, or they're working, or they got other things to do than run baseline to baseline, and it becomes a struggle. And that's another thing. When they're focusing on one sport, and like John said earlier, they need to get back to two and three sport athletes, because that's where you lose your numbers, and then you're losing. I had a kid who started for me 2 years ago, and she quit playing. After 2 years of starting for me, she. I want to do hair. what are you going to do? You take what you get. I got a good group of kids that are coming out and working hard and want to win. I didn't even talk about my new kid. I got a transfer from Elyria, Mo Tillman. She's going to be a big help for us. She can handle the ball pretty well. She's got a decent outside shot, but she gets after it defensively, and she's a constant communicator. And she jumps right out there and takes a leadership role. She's a senior. I wish I had her for a couple of years, but She jumps right out there and takes a senior leadership role. So we're going to need that out of a kid. So she's going to be a big addition to our program.
You're going to be competitive. We're going to try. You got some athletes.
Yeah, we do.
That's all I can ask for.
You know, and you know, watching Reyna Ramos in the post, you know, we get a lot of looks in the post. Our problem is finishing. And if we can clean up our finishing around the post and our inside jumpers, I think we're going to be a pretty tough team to beat. But when you're missing the shots that you should be making, it causes you a problem down the line. So,
all right, well,
we got to finish.
Yeah. Well, we want. Speaking of finish,
yes.
We're up against it.
Well,
so
thank you guys so much for having me. I appreciate it. Thanks for your support and covering all the games. You guys are great.
It's our pleasure. We love doing it. Yeah. And thanks so much for putting up with Coach Zavara here. And wish you and the Lady Clippers the best of luck this season.
He was nice. I'm surprised.
I'm live.
You don't want to be in that third hour when he's starting to itch.
Thanks again, guys. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, good luck, Coach. Good to see you, buddy.
That's Nick DiMacchia, the veteran head coach of the Clearview Lady Clippers.